Good morning. I'm Alisa Z. Thanks so much for spending your morning here listening to the Sunday edition. I'm on the phone this morning with Tim Bryan, CEO of Galaxy Solutions. And Tim, I'm so grateful, first of all, that you've taken the time to talk with us today. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Alisa. How are you doing?
I am just terrific, and I love what you're doing. I hope you're doing well, and I know you're doing good things for the community. So thanks for all of that in advance. And then we're going to tell people a little bit about that. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, first, for the uninitiated, why don't you tell people what Galaxy Solutions is? Then we'll jump into how you're helping bring jobs back to America.
Thank you. Well, we develop software for multiple industries like healthcare, financial services, manufacturing, retail. And our company builds complex systems that enable business to function using automation.
And I don't think there's been a time in my memory in all of my 62 years where I have seen more and more people in need of assistance or businesses in need of assistance on an IT front. And so many people who are working in those IT departments are doing that work remotely because we're in the midst, obviously, of a pandemic. So if you can tell our listeners about Outsource to Detroit and that this is going to be going on in other markets as well, how this is helping our workers, helping the unemployed find employment, and helping American businesses.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to do that. As you know, Lisa, that, there's been an enormous amount of work outsourced to other countries over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And in those countries, they've built extensive office parks and very sophisticated centers for software development. But the pandemic, as we know here in the United States, it's the same in foreign countries, has pushed people to work from home. And in many of those countries, the work from home environment is not nearly as sophisticated or resilient as the office parks. So you have thousands of workers trying to work from home where they may have unstable internet, they may have security challenges, privacy challenges, electrical challenges. Basically, the value of working offshore was because it was less expensive. Now the focus is on what's called workforce resilience. And workforce resilience means the ability to actually perform the tasks. So it is an incredible opportunity and almost a necessity to bring those jobs back to the United States. And work from home in the United States is a much more desirable thing because our infrastructure generally is better than most of the offshore outsourcing countries. So that represents an opportunity, and we've created a program called Outsource to America. And in Outsource to America, we're able to assemble teams nationally inside the borders of the United States and focus on cities, smaller cities with emerging opportunities for IT workforce development. So cities like Detroit, Milwaukee, Hartford, St. Louis, and Nashville are examples of emerging environments. And most importantly, our partners in those cities are interested in workforce development in the minority communities, specifically in the African American communities, where there's a wonderful opportunity to train folks and have them take great IT jobs inside the United States in those cities and benefit and participate in the American dream firsthand. All of this coming together in the unfortunate climate of the pandemic has at least given us the opportunity to bring tens of thousands of jobs back to the United States and engage in very serious workforce development, specifically in the African American community within these cities, so that we can develop the next generation of U.S.-based IT workers. And that's what Outsource to America is all about. Outsource to St. Louis, Outsource to Milwaukee, Outsource to Hartford, Outsource to Nashville. And so it's an extremely exciting time from that standpoint.
It sounds like everybody wins. And when you're looking at outsourcing to Detroit, for example, these are all areas where not only is there a need from an IT stance, but as far as unemployment numbers, we need assistance all the way around. I mean, what area doesn't? But Detroit gets hit pretty darn hard, as I would assume these other markets where you're branching out into get hit pretty hard as well. So we have big companies who are investing in these cities, and I'm always grateful to that. Now they're able to invest even further in their communities, have a greater footprint in the community, and those partnerships have to be good, not just for the economy, but for the overall, for the vibe, as you were, for the feeling, and just really lifting morale in the areas as well.
100%. You know, when a client of ours does work in these cities like Detroit or Milwaukee or any of the others, we make a specific commitment to workforce development in those cities.
Okay.
So that we're able to measure our performance in terms of inclusive hiring and really bringing the next generation of IT workforce and growing it out of a population that to this point may be underserved and,
right,
and underrepresented in technology. It's very, very exciting, and it really represents a wonderful public sector, private sector partnership because we're able to align existing workforce development programs, educational institutions of varying kinds, training programs, and really help create a lot of jobs in technology. And of course, you know, we have 30 some odd million unemployed Americans at this point.
Right.
So it's the perfect time to bring these jobs back and to do hiring in these incredible American cities.
Before I spoke with you, Tim, I never would have believed that there was any silver lining in the midst of the pandemic. But if there is one, this is it, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's, you know, the tragedy and the hardship of the pandemic can't be overlooked. But certainly it gives us the opportunity to rethink outsourcing,
mm-hmm,
and rethink American employment and rethink training of our minority communities so that they can participate in the American dream and really benefit from all the spending that's going on in software development and IT. And so if there's such a thing as a silver lining in the face of the pandemic, you're correct, that would be it.
And I see this continuing long after a vaccine is developed, or we develop herd immunity, or whatever ends up happening as we come out on the other side, when things quiet down pandemic-wise. This is probably going to be a model that hangs around, isn't it?
Well, I think that we certainly don't know yet how all this is going to play out, and certainly we need to learn from this pandemic about how businesses need to cope with issues around resilience and business disruption, and certainly how we work is going to be changed for a long, long time based on our response to the pandemic. So as Americans, we need to look at employment and employment in our minority communities as an absolute necessity, and workforce resilience is a wonderful rallying point for doing workforce development inside the United States and really targeting full employment within the IT sector,
mm-hmm,
as a great mechanism to achieve diversity and equality in our workforce.
Well, Tim Bryan, CEO of Galaxy Solutions, I'm grateful for the light you're shining on a very dark time. Thank you for the work that you're all doing. I appreciate you. My pleasure. And thank you once again for spending your Sunday morning here with us, listening to the Sunday edition. Once again, I'm Alisa Zee.